Section 3. You will listen to two different news reports, one by a studio news reporter and the other by a field news reporter. First, read the questions in task 1 carefully. As you listen to the two news reports, identify and write the name of the speakers against each statement. You will hear the recording twice.
Good evening and welcome to the 7 p.m. news. I'm Mehul, bringing you the latest updates. Our top story tonight: the city of Greenfield is experiencing its heaviest rainfall in a decade, leading to widespread flooding in low-lying areas. Authorities have issued a red alert and advised residents to stay indoors. Emergency response teams are working around the clock to provide relief and rescue stranded citizens. In other news, the National Science Fair concluded today with a groundbreaking invention by a group of high school students: their solar-powered water purifier, designed to provide clean drinking water in remote villages, has won the grand prize. Experts believe this invention could be a game changer for water conservation. And in sports, the national cricket team has secured a place in the World Cup qualifiers after a thrilling victory against their rivals last night. Fans across the country are celebrating the team's success. That's all for now. Stay tuned for more updates at the top of the hour. This is Mehul signing off. Thank you for watching.
This is Pranjul reporting live from Gujarat, where severe flooding has displaced thousands of residents. Heavy rains over the past 48 hours have caused the river to overflow, submerging homes and streets. Rescue teams are working tirelessly to evacuate stranded families and provide relief. I'm here with Mr. Arjun Verma, a rescue official coordinating the relief efforts. Mr. Verma, what is the current situation and what challenges are you facing?
Thank you. The situation remains critical as water levels continue to rise. Our teams are using boats to evacuate people, but strong currents and continuous rainfall are making it difficult. We urge the residents to move to higher ground and follow official advisories for their safety.
And we also have a resident here. Sir, can you share what you and your family are experiencing right now?
It's been terrifying. The water entered our house suddenly and we barely managed to escape with a few belongings. We are now staying at a temporary shelter, hoping for the rains to stop.
As you can see, the flood has left many in distress, but rescue teams are doing their best. Authorities are advising people to avoid flooded areas and stay updated on emergency alerts. Back to the studio.